This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Dana Cody, who's the executive director at the Life Legal Defense Foundation. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Thank you, Mark.
When we last spoke, it was about a lawsuit that you filed on behalf of two plaintiffs about the Proposition 71 California Institute of Regenerative Medicine Stem Cell Institute. Could you just briefly summarize what the essence of that lawsuit was?
Yes, I can. We were seeking a writ of mandate from the California Supreme Court, and we were alleging that the ICOC is not under the exclusive management and control of the state, and consequently not entitled to state funds.
Okay, that ICOC is the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee that was set up by Prop 71.
Correct.
And what part of the California Constitution were you saying that was being violated by Prop 71's provision that $3 billion would be spent by a group that had that was not directly under the control of the state government?
You know, I'm not at my office, and I don't know the provision off the top of my head.
I can remind you, it was Article 16, Section 3.
Right. I was just about to say Article 3, Section 16,
okay.
So I had it transposed. But
okay. And
Article 16, Section 3, which says that unless an entity is under the exclusive management control of the state, that they're not entitled to taxpayer funding.
Okay, and where did you file this suit?
In the California Supreme Court.
Okay, and they issued some kind of a ruling just a few hours ago.
Yes, they did, and basically the ruling says we are denying the application for a writ of mandate, and they directed us to the Superior Court if we want to proceed with the lawsuit.
Now, do you consider this a victory, a defeat, or a mixed bag?
Well, It kind of mixed. I mean, it's unfortunate now that it's in the position of being delayed as it, you know, grinds through the justice system because it's very slow.
Right.
We understand, and this is one of the things that I'm going to be discussing with the other attorneys working on it tomorrow as to where to proceed next, is that basically there's a hold on any bonds being issued because there's sort of, as the respondents call it, a cloud over the initiative, and so I guess it's good from our perspective because they don't feel like they can fund anything until it's settled.
Have you received any explicit have you had any discussions with them? Did you have any settlement talks with them before this decision was issued?
No, we didn't.
I
can't imagine that they would ever settle because From my perspective, you know, reading the newspaper coverage, they just don't think that they need to be accountable to anybody, and in fact have told Deborah Ortiz, the senator who's trying to, you know, get the state to oversee it, that
right.
they don't care to discuss it.
Okay. Are you working together with or in the same direction as or cooperating with the other lawsuit that was brought against Proposition 71 that David Llewellyn with the California for Public Accountability and Ethical Science brought against the Supreme Court, which was similarly denied a hearing before the Supreme Court and told to go talk to the Superior Court?
Well, we're not working, you know, hand in hand with them, but we have talked, and our lawsuits are complementary. I think that David's is a little different than ours, and in fact, I've only looked at it and done a cursory reading of it. I haven't done any research or really looked into any depth into his suit, but he's discussing more the conflict of interest that he sees pursuant to statutory law, and he's also saying that Prop 71 violates the single subject rule.
Okay.
So while there's a little bit of difference in the two, they're complementary.
I mean, okay.
The point is that we don't think that it should be funded for various reasons, and all of which boil down to constitutional violations and violations of statutory law.
Okay. Now, after I talked to you several weeks ago, I did an interview with a professor at Hastings College of Law on the point of Article 16, Section 3, which says that public funds can't be expended by an organization that isn't under the control of the state. And
right.
He told me that while the plain reading of that that provision would seem to rule out something like giving $3 billion to the ICOC, that in practice, the rule was that if an organization was organized for the public benefit and was expending those funds for the public benefit, then it was pretty much exempt from that provision. Now, are you familiar with that counterargument, and what do you say about it?
Well, I am familiar with it, and to that I say, well, then great, but let's know what the public benefit is, because the proposition's terms are so broad that they say we're going to do research for the public benefit, but they don't say what kind of research. There are no guidelines. Let's define it then.
So is there some set of circumstances or procedures that you might be following to try to pin them down on that point? Or is that going to be something that will have to be argued in Superior Court if you decide to go there?
Well, it's something that potentially could be argued in the Superior Court. And also, I suppose we could send them public records requests and ask for them to define terms and, you know, what kind of research are you engaging in, and you know, define that from a scientific perspective. But I think it's too early to do that because they haven't funded the research yet.
Okay, now speaking of that, and to the extent that time is of the essence, you took your case, you originated your case at the Supreme Court level because you were worried that these funds would be appropriated, and once appropriated, it couldn't be de-appropriated. What happens to that that issue now that the Supreme Court has said it's not going to hear it?
Well, according to the respondents, one of their declarations, they feel like they can't disperse the funds with this lawsuit looming because, you know, for various reasons stated in their declaration. And I don't really know what those are.
What declaration is this exactly?
It's a declaration that was attached to their response to our writ. The respondent said, yes, we want you to take original jurisdiction, Supreme Court.
Right.
Because there's a cloud over our lawsuit. And there was a declaration attached that said, you know, I'm a public officer that deals with these sorts of situations. And here I'm going from memory, so if I'm misstating what's in the declaration, I'm just trying to summarize.
Yes, okay. Well, I haven't heard of that declaration before, but the reason I got on this story right away was because I got a press release from the Institute for Regenerative Medicine, which you may or may not have seen. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
It's called Regarding Today's Decision by the California Supreme Court Not to Hear Stem Cell Agency Cases. Maybe I could read it fast and you could comment on what they've just said, apropos of what you were saying about the cloud over the organization.
Uh-huh.
It says, Emeryville, California, Robert Klein, Chair of the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee for the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, made the following statement regarding today's decision by the California Supreme Court to deny two stem cell agency petitions. Quote, Proposition 71, the California Stem Cell Research and Cures Act, is designed to promote innovation and to be capable of responding to challenge. We would have preferred for the California Supreme Court to rule on this litigation, but the Institute will now consider its options and take prompt actions on an alternative plan. We are dedicated to honoring the voters' mandate to move forward with this vital life-saving research to develop therapies and search for cures at the earliest possible date. How does that tie in with what you've said about the cloud, and what kind of alternative plan might they be considering?
Well, from what I understand from talking to various reporters that have called me, their alternative plan is to go to the Superior Court and ask for an expedited hearing so that they can get this settled.
Would that suit you?
Yeah, it would just fine. I mean, we want the issue settled also. I'm disappointed that we have to go to the Superior Court because I don't have... I just won't comment on the Sacramento Superior Court, but I'm just sorry that we have to go that route.
Is that where this would have to be filed, or could it be filed anywhere in California?
Well, normally with election issues, you go to the Sacramento Superior Court.
Okay, and you don't want to say anything more about them as a forum or venue for that this particular case. You would have preferred the Supreme Court.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. Because, you know, I mean, we all like to think that the courts aren't political, but they are.
Okay.
And I think there are political leanings in that court that are contrary to my wishes.
Okay. Speaking about the politics then, to what extent are you and the plaintiffs and other groups affiliated with you and other individuals considering any kind of political extrajudicial approach to pursuing your goals here? For example, working with Senator Ortiz to do something in the legislature or otherwise? Or are you pretty much focused on a judicial challenge?
We're focused on the judicial challenge mostly because we're a nonprofit and we don't lobby. And I think that it's a little bit different with an initiative process. But, you know, I just... We won't go to the legislature just because we're a 501c3.
Okay. Could you then just summarize your overall reaction to this decision and tell us what, as of this moment, your plans are to respond to that that decision?
Sure. We're disappointed that the court didn't take jurisdiction, especially after the respondents asked them to as well. I mean, we were then hoping, well, yes, maybe the court will take it, but they didn't. So we were disappointed, but I'm meeting with the other attorneys that are working with this, are on this with me tomorrow, and we'll just decide what to do from there. I mean, most likely we will go to the Superior Court, but I can't say with certainty until we've all had a chance to take a look at the court's opinion. I mean, I understand the order was very brief, but we all need to take a look at it and then, you know, just take it from there.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll be able to talk to you maybe tomorrow after you've met with the other attorneys, and you can tell our listeners what you've decided to do.
Sure. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for talking to us today on California Politics Today.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.